I'm Joey Olney, and this is the Meteorological Report. It's a show that is generally tried to be lighthearted about the silly weather that Canadians have, our place to complain about the weather in a week in review. We recorded the show on Thursday, July 1st at 7 p.m., and right as we finished recording and all got off, I started getting images sent to me of the fire in Kamloops tonight. This is terrible news, and I don't really know what to say yet. I don't know a whole lot of information except for there are a bunch of neighborhoods already evacuating, and scary night for them. So as you listen to this episode, keep in mind that this still hadn't happened, and I wish that all my friends in Kamloops, good luck. This is the Meteorological Report on 88.7 FM Prince George and 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is a song I wrote called BC Forest Firefighters. It goes out to all the people fighting on the front lines today. Welcome back to my stupid YouTube channel. I'm Dr. Joey Olney, and here's my brand new song. I wasn't around this summer much. I was out busy fighting forest fires. This is the story I wrote about that. Yeah, this is the life for me. Down in the canyon with a Mark III pump, the crew nukes a smoldering candle and stump. 13th day out on the line, and we're facing danger all the time. Smell like smoke, got dirty faces, black lining at about 100 paces. Caught a line, the pump is primed, and we are initial attack. We never slack when we're pushing back, and we're chasing into the black. I'm a BC forest firefighter. I don't care about weather, don't care about water, don't care about deathly flames and fire. If you got hotter, then you know we got it. Don't care about working 12-hour days. The longer they are, the more it pays. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. Yeah, this is the life for me. Got a tailgate meeting at the start of the day. Listen to the plans that the red shirts say. Weather report, crossover coming. Dry lightning, winds will be blowing. Danger trees will all be falling. Zone command will now be calling. Get the crews out of the woods, cause the weather ain't looking good. No one's getting hurt or worse, we'd stay and fight if we could. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. Yeah, this is the life for me. I'm a BC forest firefighter. I don't care if I'm wet, I don't care about water, I don't care about deadly flames and fire. If you got it hotter, then you know we got it. I don't care about working 12-hour days. The longer they are, the more it pays. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. Yeah, this is the life for me. Late afternoon and it's blowing up. The bladder's filling up from a watering truck. That's when the crew boss says to me, we don't need to die cause they are just trees. We're out before we're caught inside. The fire's now grown up 10 miles wide. Before the flames come our day, we're gonna live another way. No one's gonna feel no shame. We gotta keep each other safe. I'm a BC forest firefighter. I don't care if I'm wet, I don't care about water, I don't care about deathly flames and fire. If you got it hotter, then you know we got it. I don't care about working 12-hour days. The longer they are, the more it pays. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. Yeah, this is the life for me. A handguard now must be made. We shake up another Gatorade. Got a pole, asky pick, and a shovel and spade. And we're sweating, cursing when the sunlight fades. We're back at camp at the end of the day. Eat all the food the mess cook made. Hotel, bunkhouse, or my tent, it doesn't cost me any rent. Dirty, sore, swollen, and more, but I'm so glad I went. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. I'm a
BC forest fire. Fire, don't care if I'm wet, don't care about water, don't care about deathly flames and fire. If you got hotter than you know we got it, don't care about working 12-hour days. The longer they are, the more it pays. Never worked so hard and never felt so free. Yeah, this is the life for me. Never worked so hard and I never felt so free. This is the life for me. Yeah, this is the life for me. Yeah, this is the life for me. Thank you. See you out in the line.
Hey, everybody. I will support rebuilding Lynn, British Columbia. It was destroyed by fire. 90% of town of Lynn, British Columbia has been destroyed because it was so hot. It was 50 to 49 degrees Celsius. It was dangerously hot there. I want everyone to support our friends in Lynn, British Columbia, because it was so hot and so dangerous. Heat wave there. Support, rebuild, Lynn, British Columbia. Make sure to rebuild that town because so hot there. And the heat wave caused a lot of fires. Destroyed 90% of Lynn, British Columbia. Support Lynn, British Columbia from Frankie McDonald of Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot,
that's a meteorological report.
Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good evening, everybody. Meteorological Report number 24, I think it is. Meteorological Report. Yes, meteorology, the study of comedy and meteorology. And I mean, here in British Columbia, there's not been a lot of funny things. Well, the weather has been funny, but I mean, it's not been ha-ha funny necessarily. Nonetheless, we'll try our best to be funny. And if you're not laughing, it's because I'm not good at being funny. My name is Joey Only. I'm the host of your show. You're listening to us on 88.7 FM, CFIR Radio in Prince George, or you may be listening to us on CKUW Winnipeg on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. at 95.9 FM. It's been a crazy week in British Columbia, and we're going to talk about it and talk about it. But first, I got to say hi to Frankie McDonald, our other co-host. Frankie McDonald, how you doing this week, and what do you got for us?
I'm doing great. Lynn, British Columbia is 90% destroyed, and there's so much fires going on. There's deadly fires going on. Lynn, British Columbia did a lot of damage to the buildings, destroyed that town, and they had to be 20 minutes to evacuate that town because fires are so bad. Because thanks to a desert like heat wave, the desert heat wave was responsible. That come all the way from southwestern United States, drove all that hot weather from the desert to west in the interior of British Columbia. It was so hot there. People had to drink so much water. People can't even walk that far because it's so hot there.
And we do, speaking of hot guests, we do have Satan herself, Imogen, as well. We're going to talk to her throughout the show because she's about to progress to the next round of the muscle and fitness competition. And well, we've tied up. That was a couple weeks ago. We talked about that. So we'll have more on that. But I think first we got to really hit on this weather story. And last night, Brandon Houck, you and I were going live with Bob Holowenko from Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers. It's been kind of a crazy week. Like, I run this group, Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, and 1,500 new people have come. Well, what happened was sometime last week, I started looking at the way things were setting up, and I said, I got a bad feeling about next week and what's going to happen. And this is the real reality, BC. This isn't a joke. This is their full-on forest fire warning for British Columbia. This is the week, folks. If we get through this, who knows what will happen for the rest of the summer, but this is the big week. And I started speculating on days. Well, as we got through the weekend, I started being more bold about the days I picked and started making videos saying, I think Wednesday is going to be a disaster day for British Columbia. Prince George, look out. I mean, this could give you a very violent thunderstorm this evening. Detractors were arguing with me and trying to say, trying to doubt me, but unfortunately, I was pretty much absolutely correct in everything I said, and that's why I've had such great growth in the group, of course, this week. It's a trade-off, but as a forest firefighter, too, I've now been put on notice to be ready and have my bags packed, because I'm going to be going to work here pretty soon, which means I don't know what is going to happen with this radio show, if we'll do back episodes or have a different format in the next few months if I'm fighting fire, but I aim to keep it going, and that's the whole plan. So, Brandon, can you run us through everything that we saw? Give us a whole week rundown, but start with yesterday.
What happened? Before the event yesterday, we had this heat dome that's allowing for this hot air to stick around. But yesterday, we had a cold front finally move through British Columbia that allowed for some thunderstorms to erupt. But before that, when the wind started to pick up as this front approached, and we had, the Lytton fire started by a train by the looks of things here, but it happened so fast that the residents there had only 15 to 30 minutes to evacuate, so to pack up their bags and get out, and that was a pretty devastating situation there. And then a couple of days ago, we had the Sparks fire really blare up, and there it's over 14,000. It's really large. Very large fire north, and it's still going as well. And I think there's some evacuations with that fire, and then we also have many other fires that have flared up in British Columbia, one near Castlegar, and another one just outside of Lillooet as well, with evacuations too. So it's all due to this heat, breaking heat. Temperatures have been reaching the 40s. Lytton itself broke all-time records multiple days in a row, with the hottest at 49.6 just the other day there before the fire came through. So it's basically all the ground across British Columbia is like Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. And we have fires that have erupted quite substantially. And then yesterday, the fire itself near Sparks created its own weather and caused severe thunderstorms to the north, and lots of lightning. I think over 11,000 lightning strikes in northern British Columbia last night.
The number I've seen now is 700,000 in Western Canada last night. 700,000 lightning strikes. So it's really crazy. And we were watching, and I'll let you continue this for a second, but we were watching this transpire, Cody, for Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers, who does our Doppler radar watching, you know, sending me these feeds and saying it looks like a supercell. And other people were posting on the group pictures of what they said was the smoke. And then other people were taking pictures from a different angle saying it looks like a thunderstorm. And then, saying, like, is that smoke or a thunderstorm or both? And then I got these messages from Raymond Ford. There's thunder right now south of Lone Butte. I'm hearing, and then he took this video, which I posted on my Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude YouTube.
Here comes the hail. I think I actually see, yes I do, I see a fire that has started up on the opposite side of the ridge. There's no two ways about it. There is a fire burning back there. I'm gonna have to call this in. I definitely see smoke billowing up. Oh, you can actually see it right back in the corner of the ridge there. There's definitely smoke coming up. Yeah, there is definitely smoke coming up. Okay, I'm stopping this video and I'm calling in the fire department.
Okay, this one's way too close for comfort. This is right behind our property. Not very far behind our property, but there is a forest fire back here. I would say it's probably about 2 kilometers from my house, at tops. You can see the smoke plume coming up. It's definitely very, very close.
In which, right in the video, you see the smoke turn into a thunderstorm, a lightning bolt hit, and then start a fire in front of his house. So the storm just reaching out from the fire and causing more fires with so much convection, such insane fire behavior that... you know, that it's lifting chunks of burning stuff up in the air and sending it crazy distances and starting spot fires, right? So this kind of fire behavior we're having, I mean, what precipitated it? I mean, tell us about this crazy week we just had that led to this convergence of weather we had yesterday.
Well, first off, we have this, the heat dome, the death ridge of high pressure omega block blocking patterns. So that allowed for the heat just basically intensify and stick around for a number of days. Heat coming in from the desert southwest there. And so that was the first case of scenario. And then now we've just had to wait for this upper trough to move in. And once that came in, and with the cold front, and that kind of caused all this other nonsense across British Columbia. Now that things are starting to cool down a little bit there now, temperatures still reach the 40s today, but record-breaking heat. So probably the hottest temperatures I've ever probably forecasted in my lifetime, for sure, for the last number of days in British Columbia and here in Alberta as well, where we've been dealing with still dealing with temperatures mid to high 30s and some areas reaching 40 degrees, like Fort McMurray got to 40 degrees yesterday, and Fort St. John up in the Northwest Territories also got to 40 degrees. And even I believe Churchill today broke all-time records, getting up to 35 degrees today. So record-breaking heat across the Northern Prairies, and is heat still going on as the heat dome continues to slowly move its way eastward, slowly but surely, for sure.
You were the one that first got me onto the idea of this, that Lytton was hotter than Texas had ever been. And then I come to realize that, hotter than Las Vegas, in fact, hotter than most places everywhere in the world, except for like Death Valley, California, like some of the most crazy hot places that exist, places where you can't live. So I just look at this climate change phenomenon suddenly where the heat just picked Lytton, went extreme. I mean, it's a place that's always hot, but I mean, it picked Lytton and it made it so hot that everything turned into the most combustible extreme situation, that the smallest spark, and there has to be anger at CN Rail for running trains through the canyon during this heat wave, you'd think. I mean, I heard they paid some crazy amount of fines just a couple of years ago for similar things caught, and we know trains start fires. And I just don't understand with that kind of fire potential. I mean, anybody who has a brain in weather and in agencies knew that this, so I'm not allowed to have a campfire in my backyard here in Wells, where it's still relatively not dry. Maybe the only place in the province. I mean, it's dried up a lot, but it's, we're up in the mountains here. It's nice and cool. We can't even have a campfire here, but CN can go burn a town down. So, before we move on from you for a bit, I do want to come back to all these topics tonight. But for our viewers and listeners in the prairies, looking through the weekend into next week, what do you got for us? So what do people in Winnipeg expect? And what are your Alberta followers? What are you saying to them?
Well, first off, we'll start off in Winnipeg there. As we go into the end of the week, they're going to finally get into this heat as well. So they'll see their temperatures by the weekend push in the mid to high 30s. For us, we're going to start seeing that active weather pattern that you're dealing with in British Columbia start to move over the Rockies. Starting to see some thunderstorm action here in the foothills, but some of that stuff is nothing to be compared about for tomorrow, because tomorrow we'll get that cold front coming in out of British Columbia. So we'll finally get take all your active weather thunderstorms away from BC, and we'll start seeing thunderstorms develop for tomorrow. And looks like for Friday, July 2nd, we could be dealing with a few isolated supercells developing east of the Rockies, especially in an area around Calgary and Red Deer, probably about 1 to 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, and those supercells will start to track their way towards the east in time, and we could be dealing with damaging winds gusts up to 110 kilometers an hour, and up to a golf ball size hail is also a potential with these storms that do fire up for tomorrow in central southern portions of Alberta. And we can't even rule out an isolated tornado as well. So that's going to be the threat for tomorrow in areas for Red Deer, Calgary, Drumheller, and Hannah, Coronation, even just on the northern edge of the Brooks area as well over the next few days. And then we finally start cooling down. So we'll have another day of mid to high 30s tomorrow. And then we cool down to the mid to high 20s, which is still hot and above average, but still much better than where we are right now, where we've been dealing with those mid to high 30 temperatures. And then we'll see the risk of thunderstorms again on Saturday afternoon and again on Sunday. And looks like we have another round of severe weather Sunday into Monday for next week here. And there could also be storms in the eastern prairies as well. So things are about to get wild again on the prairies.
It's been a wild couple days. I mean, there's just no other way around it. We'll come back to you, Brandon, because there's obviously a lot to talk about over the last few days.
And down in Antarctica, back in earlier this year, temperature was 18 degrees Celsius in Antarctica.
So how rare is this heat wave, Frankie?
Really rare. It's going to become more common because of climate change happening all over the world, burning a lot of fossil fuels in China, Iran, and all these places.
My concern for BC is that it's slowly, quickly turning into a desert. Let's move on, and we'll come back and talk about these stories. But we got other people in the studio we want to talk to, such as Satanic Imogen, and of course Monica Beaulieu is already over there in Bonaventure, Quebec, and Ronnie Griggs just joined us from Vancouver again. So we're glad to see you, Ronnie. But first, Imogen, you have just secured first place for your round again, in the Muscle Fitness Magazine cover photo challenge.
Yes, sir. Round two has just finished about 10 minutes ago, and I finished in first place. Moving on to round three.
Right on. How many rounds is there?
7 rounds in total. I know. Right now, voting is for the top 5 in each group. Then top 5 move forward. Then the first place of those ones move forward to semifinals. That's where it gets terrifying because I'm up against some serious bodybuilders. So curious to see how it plays out. Oh, and by the way, regarding this weather, to everyone in BC, you're welcome. It was so cold. Took a little vacay from home, had my people come work some magic. So you got a little piece of paradise.
And for radio listeners, you can't see, Imogen is dressed in, looks like Satan. You got satanic horns on and the hair's all red and red outfit and smoking Imogen. A big fat thing that's burning smoke everywhere. Looks satanic. How has been the weather where you've been this week? Talk to us about, you've been down in Victoria?
Yes, sir, I have. It has been roasting, people melting into puddles. Strange thing human types do. It's this melting thing. Everyone's sweating and complaining. I thought it was quite comfortable. A little chilly. Canada's legendary for being cold. Just saying, where I'm from, it's a lot warmer. Smelling a little of the brimstone when I go out right now, but still, it's something you guys seem to be upset with. You'll get used to it. But to be fair, I am going back home tonight, so the rest of the week will cool off a lot for you. So enough of the complaining.
Well, you got my vote, Satan. It's all this heat's going to put me to work for the rest of the summer and make me make it so I won't have to work this winter. But I mean, being a firefighter, it's guaranteed work these days. And yeah, people might have a bone to pick with you about some of that town burning down, stuff like that, you know. Maybe you could, maybe not make it that next time, Satan.
The work of the devil is never fully appreciated, but I did give you guys heavy metal. So, you know, again, okay. You're welcome.
I'd take that. I suppose anytime you make a deal with the devil, you're looking forward to getting tricked somehow. It's never a straight good deal, is it? We'll come back and talk a little bit more about, but tell us quickly how people can vote for you and find you again for radio listeners who maybe are new to this story.
oh, pardon me. All this oxygen, there's not enough fire. Come on, it's hard on me. It is mshealthandfitness.com/2021/Imogen, Imogen -COO. The link to vote for me for a voter-based online bodybuilding competition.
And if you've missed that, I'm sure you can Google Imogen COO and Muscle Fitness and you'll find it. So we'll come back to you. Good to see you.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
Ronnie Grigg, you're just across the water there in Vancouver, British Columbia. Talk to me about the heat wave and what it's been like in Vancouver.
It's been quite a heat wave, got to tell you. I've actually moved around a little bit this week. So I was on Salt Spring and Victoria. I did do a road trip up to Lytton and then up to Squamish. And I've also been here in Vancouver, of course, like in the downtown east side. And so, yeah, it's been intense. A lot of what the response has been is the fire department have set up misting stations like at various fire hydrants, you know, and buildings with water facilities have also been able to do that. There have been a lot of responses on the street for water, suntan lotion and cool, you know, ice packs or frozen, you know, sweet things. What do you call them? Mr. Freeze, that kind of stuff. I don't think they have those in hell, but I'm not sure. I've never been. And
I thought so, I was already there.
Oh yeah. Feels that way some days. Yeah. So yeah, it's been quite a response and, you know, as well as I, Joey, that, a lot of the housing, which is substandard to begin with in this neighborhood, it functions in, various SROs, very small and shared washrooms and facilities like that. And they're quite old buildings. And so managing heat in the buildings for residents and workers alike has been a major issue. Is the audio okay? Yeah. Doing okay with it? Can you hear that? There's a helicopter. I don't think it's about me. I think it's just, yeah. I think
they're
we're okay.
Right for you.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm not wearing a hat, so I feel a little exposed.
tinfoil.
But yeah. So I went up to Lytton just sort of on a whim on Monday, when there was these reports of temperature records being broken and stuff like that. And I had some time.
And man in BC, you said I should go there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know why. Well, I mean, I think it's because my vehicle has AC. And I got to spend some time in some air conditioning for a little bit, but I wanted to see, I left around rush hour, let's say. And so I got up there, at approximately sunset, and there had been, a fire, up on the hill, like not near. And I saw a couple of trains go through, while I was there, and I saw very little activity on the street. You know, there were some, you know, a few people in the distance and rumors of ice cream and stuff like that in the town, but it was very, very still and quiet, a little bit surreal. And it's just shocking and heartbreaking that 3 days later, the stories that are emerging that a city's basically, or a town rather, is basically flattened. This is quite an outcome. I didn't do it. I just want to be clear. It's not related to me visiting. It's, you know, it's
clearly not.
It's clearly not. But yeah, it was, yeah, just a kind of a whim to drive up there from Vancouver.
My friend Patricia, Williamson, she's from there, but lives in Quesnel, but her family, lost all their houses and everything. And good news I found out today, though, my good friends, the Websters, they're a bunch of brothers that I fought a bunch of fires with, including the oldest brother, John Webster, who he and I did the OFA 3 first aid course together. So I spent 2 weeks in a hotel with them talking first aid, and then spent two different fire seasons I fought on crews with them. So I really care about John, and I was quite nervous and concerned, but I heard from all them today that where they are and one of the reservations hasn't experienced it yet. They're still at threat. And then meanwhile, over at Pavilion Lake, just outside Lillooet, we've had a bunch of the fires jump the river today, jump the Fraser River. It's 20,000 hectares, and now on the east side of the river as well, right? So very concerning situation. Everyone at Pavilion's being evacuated. Areas in Castlegar being evacuated. So can you tell me what that heat was like to experience? Because here in Barkerville and Wells, our all-time high, and this is where the oldest weather station all of British Columbia is, because Barkerville is, you know, one of the oldest communities, right? So our all-time record was 35.5 that was set in 1941, and we broke it every day until today. I don't know what we topped out. I haven't gone to and asked at Barkerville weather station yet, but, you know, I saw 37, 38s and things like that in my vehicle, and that was crazy. We're at 4,000 feet up in the mountains here. I mean, it just doesn't happen. What was that heat, though, in Lytton like to experience when you got out of the vehicle?
Well, by the time I got to Lytton, it was like maybe 8:30 or 9. And so that temperature was recorded at 4 p.m., the 47.5 on Monday, which was record-breaking at that point. And so I at a couple of stops on the way, I hit 42. So I like in Abbotsford, and then, well, I don't know, in that area, like in the Fraser Valley area. And it's what's the word I'm looking for? It is a barrier, you know, it is not motivating. It slows a guy. I'm not the fastest moving guy to begin with, like, you know, just to let you in on a little secret, but it slows me down to a crawl. It was pretty intense heat.
I'm not sure if I've ever been in 40 or not, but I know I've been through, cause I spent so much time in Ashcroft over the last 15 years and, spent so much time fighting fires in really hot places. I'm sure I've hit 40. I know I've seen 37, 38, 39. For absolute sure. I've never experienced, you know, the kind of temperatures that happened this week. But I know in Ontario, where the humidity is so extreme at times, some of those heat waves would be 34 and 100% humidity, and you'd come out of an air-conditioned building and open the door, and literally you'd almost be taken off your feet because just the difference was so physically hard on you.
Yeah, and I've certainly experienced that humidity like that Eastern Canada or I guess it's not Eastern, but you know, that area of Canada, Toronto, Montreal. And this wasn't, this was much drier. It wasn't, it didn't have the same humidity.
I felt 38 wasn't still half as bad as 34 in Ontario with 100% humidity. You know, I'd like agree. As bad as it was here, yeah. It was just go in the sun and the sun was hot. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, you're sweating and keeping cool at least. And really good to see you. Stay around and join in the group conversation. One person we haven't talked to is all the way over in the East Coast. Monica, beau, madame, bonjour.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonsoir. Comment ça va?
How's your week of weather been? You've had the heat on, you said today.
Yeah, I had to turn the heat on today, but like throughout the week, every chance I got, I was at the river. Even if it was raining out, it was really nice. But then last night, it started getting weird. There was winds in different directions and weird sounds coming that I haven't heard before. And just extremely weird. Now it's cold. Yes, I have a couple of heaters on.
Is Bonaventure being right on the ocean... do you find it's generally a nice place to be in the summertime?
Oh, it is. Yeah, there's it's always a nice hot. Breeze. And but again, I've been gone for years. But I've been emptying buckets of portable air conditioner all week, like actually keeping on top of it because sometimes it fills up quicker than I know it. And then, yeah, so now the windows are closed and the heaters are on. But I'm looking forward to being back in the river again because I'm on some time off till Monday.
That regulating influence of the ocean, that's what you expect. And I think that's why it was so bizarre to see temperatures so extreme all through, you know, Western North America this past week. Like,
it's the end of the world or something. Something weird's going on. Would you guys like hit like 300 record-breaking temperatures today or this week? Or
something close like to that this week. What's the weather looking like for Monica in the next
going to get week? Really, really windy and rainy on Sunday as well. Then it's got a cold air and things like that. Then the hot air fights back, cold air fights back, hot and cold fighting each other. Hurricane, there's a, you're supposed to get a tropical storm, not this weekend, but next weekend, Elsa.
They're all coming to Canada.
Feels like hurricane weather now coming. Feels like I'm surrounded by hurricanes.
So why, Brandon... Why is it that half the country's cold and half the country's hot? I mean, often we find it's sort of like this in summer.
Yeah, it usually is like this. You have the jet stream and it goes, well, you get the ridging in the west and then the troughing in the east. And then sometimes it's the opposite way around. You get the troughing in the west when we get all the fun weather and the ridging in the east. And then that's when all the, it's kind of like a skipping rope, let's say. That's the jet stream. And that's how our weather's like, a skipping rope sometimes.
Yeah. It seems to me it's flopping around a lot more than I remember it back in the day. Like I've seen some crazy looking jet streams this year, you know, already where I just thought, what is this? Can you talk about the, when I say the setup last night, there was some maps we were looking at yesterday that just showed all the inflowing winds into central BC. Just sort of give a verbal description of what we were seeing in that. And it looked like something you might see, you know, in Kansas or something like it. It was such a bizarre amount of wind shear.
Mm-hmm. Is it because of the combination of climate change and the fact that everything was shut down for so long because of COVID? Is that what's happening? Like, just...
That was March 2020 and April 2020. The whole world was shut down.
Now that COVID's over, we just have to get back to the end of the world regular.
That means Greta Thunberg probably want to shut the whole world down again.
Honestly, it's probably the best thing we can do for Mother Earth right now is just stop doing things. Stop doing things.
That means the Greta would have to shut the whole entire planet down, including Antarctica.
Yeah? What are you doing that you need to do so much, humans? Stop doing it. Killing
the
world.
It's not us. It's dictatorship countries like Iran and China and Saudi Arabia.
Well, I think America's polluting a lot, and so is Canada, too.
And China.
We're a wasteful bunch. So, Brandon, talk to us about climate change and the jet stream and how events like this crazy heat thing that this, how did this happen? And how did that convergence that we saw last night happen?
Yeah, I'll talk about the convergence here. So basically the fire, as I mentioned before, the fire basically created its own weather. And usually you get those big, the really big, big big fires. They create their own weather, and it's pretty phenomenal stuff. And they've created these clouds. The smoke creates these clouds called pyrocumulus clouds. So they're kind of like thunder clouds, and these pyrocumulus clouds basically formed thunderstorms, supercells yesterday. And there was a risk of supercells in parts of BC. We had some splitting supercells go through, let's say, central northern parts of BC, and then it created a big line, and then it created all these lightning strikes here and there. But it was pretty phenomenal stuff indeed to see the potential for supercells to form in this northern part of British Columbia, where you don't really get a lot of supercellular stuff that usually you see, as they mentioned, down in Kansas. And then we're going to start seeing that here in the prairies and as we go through the next couple of days. So I'm pretty
well. And it wasn't just that a supercell formed up there last night, but it formed in the night as well, right?
Yeah, so in the nighttime. Yeah. Yeah, you usually get that kind of stuff with daytime heating, et cetera, forming during the afternoon. But that happened right at sunset there, and storms actually kind of intensifying as they moved off towards Fort St. John. All has to do with all the heat that they've had up there, too, because you've had the daytime heating still sticks around. So those storms keep on going through the night when you get your daytime heating and you have enough heat still left in the atmosphere. Sometimes the atmosphere cools itself down after sunset, and when you cool yourself down, you don't have that instability that you have in the daytime to form thunderstorms or keep them going. So the thunderstorms give up at night, but last night was not the case. They kept going, and they were still going when I got up this morning too in the Northwest Territories. So, and now we're dealing with once again another round of thunderstorms tonight.
Yeah. Southern BC right now is lighting up significantly all day today and all through the Rockies and foothills looking.
So it's hot enough in Montreal, Quebec, complete different compared to down here. Bay Sky is freezing pots of water to put the ice in front of his fan.
It's been raining so much in Virginia, in Florida lately. It's been raining a lot in Central America, South America.
So it looks like right now in southern BC near Arrow Lakes, in the Monashee Mountains, sort of that area of the West Kootenays, there's a thunderstorm still active. Seems like along the Highway 1 corridor at this time of night. A lot of lightning still going on today in BC, even though it's not been the severity of storms that we had yesterday. So a lot of Highway 1 from looks like, you know, Armstrong area all the way to the Alberta border has thunderstorms up and down. And then same with up near Blue River and Vail Mount to Tetuan Cache, and then all through the Northern Rockies and the BC side coming into just south of Dawson Creek right now, up the Alberta-BC border there, and then through Fort Nelson, all the northern part of BC. Then also the southern Chilcotin right now, there's been a thunderstorm active there for the last 3 or 4 hours. So I guess the point I'm making is the lightning story is still continuing, and we may not know for a few days exactly how many fires come out of all this activity, because you know, what happens is the lightning will strike a spot, create some sort of tinder. It's sitting there smoldering and smoldering forever how long. And then finally the sun gets on it on the right time and it gets contact with the right thing next to it and blah, 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 blah. These, you know, just because lightning hits a place and starts a fire doesn't mean that fire is going to show its face for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Maybe in this heat, they might pop up quicker, but I think it'll be some time before we really know how much fire this last few days will have put BC onto.
Hey, can I ask a question? Joey, and maybe if you went over this, like I was a couple minutes late logging in, but I'm Joey. Where are you? And what did you go over that already? Like, what Wells. Is your next week? Oh, you're at your place.
I'm home in my place in Wells again. Yes, okay. Here at Wells Barkerville, and so I don't know what my next week looks like. I got kind of the message this morning to have bags packed and be ready. I'm assuming that I probably have a few days before anything happens, but that be ready notice. I mean, I've had that before, and the next, you know, a couple hours later, I was going. So, I really don't know where or what's going to happen. The company I'm working with is Wildfire Forestry Services. So they're based out of Nelson, but we have the ability to basically go anywhere in the province, so that whether or not I even see the Kootenays is despite where the base is, right? So I could end up easily in the north. I could end up in Pavilion. I could end up at Red Lake. I could end up, you know, that's kind of the fun of the firefighting life.
What's the highest risk area?
So, I mean, the highest risk areas are always going to be in those low places in the central deserts, you know, the Okanagan. They don't have the fuel necessarily, but those are risky because of the fire conditions that are there, right? The fire danger rating today has actually come down a fair bit. I'm looking at the new one now. So all that rain that happened up in Fort Nelson last night has actually made some areas very low and low risk in the far north. So that's a really good sign. There's still patches of extreme, though, and it's sort of peppered across the province. And then most of the province is still at high. And there's a few areas of moderate sort of peppered in across most of the province, too. So it's sort of a hit and miss. But, I mean, most of these places that are in the extreme still are in those lowest, driest places where they get a bit of a rain shadow effect. And, you know, here in Wells, for example, we still get dew point most of the time, even in these kind of heat waves. So other areas I think that are in real danger are areas that have been struck by lightning and have regen stands of forests. People don't necessarily understand that regen forests are really explosive in fires. So you go and you have a tree planted stand that's, you know, monoculture, and the trees are all 15 feet high or 20 feet high. Well, when a fire gets into that area, that allows a fire to get climbing up into the canopy and become higher class fires quickly, right? So, and those regen stands are so full of pitch, and you just look at, you've done this before, you've had really green, or you had really, really dry pine branch with needles on it, and you throw it in the fire, what does it do? It explodes, right? So, you know, in some ways, a live tree with needles on it is more explosive than, say, a pine tree that's been dead for 15, 20 years from beetle kill. The most explosive areas are going to be the hottest areas, where you get temperatures above 30 degrees every day and humidity below 30%. So that's when you hit what's called crossover. And that's definitely areas like Kamloops, Ashcroft, Okanagan. You know, but I mean, that was everywhere in BC this week, that crossover. And that's why the fire behavior was so insane at Red Lake, that it was able to create its own thunderstorm. Like, we witnessed a majorly insane phenomenon in that happening. That was a full-on firestorm raging so extreme. Nobody could fight that. You're getting out of the way, or you're back burning to kind of remove fuel, so that if you start a back burn, because that fire is so hot and sucking in, it'll actually draw all your back burn fire towards it. Because the thing is just sucking, right? So, I mean, these areas where some of these fires are, they're areas you should have expected it, and everyone did. They're areas that if there's enough fuel in them, they're going to burn hard and fast in a long time, and those are scary, terrifying fire conditions.
There's a different guy named Weather Bill 7. He predicted a 2022 megaquake in October 2022 in California.
2022 megaquake. So remember that, everybody, because when he's wrong, then we can be like, you suck. Frankie actually predicts earthquakes.
Weather Bill 7 predicted it.
Has he ever predicted an earthquake before?
September 2010 megaquake. He was wrong.
Aha. How many of you predicted correctly?
2016. I did a video about massive earthquake to hit New Zealand anytime soon on Friday, October 21st, 2016. 3 weeks later, on November 13th, 2016, on a Sunday, I got it right. It was 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit New Zealand. I was on RT. I was all over the news just for that.
So Frankie 1, Bill 0.
Very cool.
Team Frankie. I'm on Team Frankie.
And so far, he's not predicted any earthquakes for you there, Ronnie. So
another guy named Luke Thomas, the guy running the quakeprediction.com. He was wrong in that 7.0 magnitude earthquake prediction in California in late September 2010.
Yeah, I just don't predict earthquakes, really. I'm really terrified of them, you know? That's the thing. It's like, I'll chase tornadoes and fight fire, but I don't know. Something about an earthquake is just something you can't see it coming. I don't like it. I don't like something you can't see. It's like when my Australian friends, they're like, I was taking them out in the bush here, and they're like, you know, they're scared of grizzly bears. And, you know, I finally said to them, like, man, like, in Australia, you have this little bug crawl into your shoe and bite you in the foot, and then you know, vomit your insides out. You get into your bed, and there happens to be some poisonous tiny snake in there, and it bites you, and then blood in your diarrhea for days, and your teeth fall out. And, you know, I said, at least with a grizzly bear, I can see it coming, man. It's not hiding in my shoe.
Hopefully no one was having dinner during that.
Lunchtime programming for Winnipeg. And, Here's another video that Brandon Houck shot frying an egg in the heat in Brooks, Alberta.
All right, we shall give it a little flip. Oh, we broke the yolk. Oh, well. Scrambled eggs, anyone? I'm going to go finish this off inside. Oh, what a disaster. Anyways, yeah, some of the egg did cook. We're going to go and finish her up inside. But there's your egg right there, everybody.
Brandon, how great weatherman. Maybe not such a great cook. What did you do to keep cool during the heat wave, Imogen?
This whole place is cool. Look at me. It's much hotter where I'm from. This is an Arctic location. I got in the car the other day and the internal temperature said 54 degrees. It was the most refreshing thing I've had since coming here. Being cool wasn't really a problem for me.
Imogen's going to stay in the character of Satan. Just kind of mind blown over the last few days. Everything's been really crazy.
You could smell the smoke in Revelstoke. Fire, the mountains burning down. It's early in September and the woods are dry as tinder. Blow down trees in ponderosa pine. There's a danger in the air, a premonition and a prayer from the deadwood slopes up to the timberline. In the valley far below, all the firefighters know there's a thunderstorm building in the sky. And the minutes turn to hours high in the lookout towers, waiting for the flash of a lightning strike. Fire, the mountain's burning down. Grab a shovel or an axe or a hose or a cable. Come all you firefighters, come if you're able. Smoke, chase a water bomber, get up and go. Wildfire burning out of control. Fire, the mountain's burning down. The sparks are flying high and there's black smoke in the sky. The bushland is a burning wall of fire. All the valley's burning down. Flames are threatening the town, threatening our houses, homes and lives. Can you feel the scorching heat? See the ashes in the street. Here comes the call, evacuate the town. There's fear and there's despair. People worried everywhere. Stop the fire before it burns us down. Fire, the mountain's burning down. Grab a shovel or an axe or a hose or a cable. Come all you firefighters, come if you're able. Smoke, chase a water bomber, get up and go. Wildfire burning out of control. Fire, the mountain's burning down. Blessing and a curse. Prometheus brought fire to the earth. Fire, the mountain's burning down. In answer to our call, the rain begins to fall. The winds change and blow the other way. Firefighters double tough, a little help from up above. And the raging forest fire is held at bay. Now the land is black and burn, and a lesson has been learned. Beware of the lightning in the sky. Throughout the timberland, keep every fire station manned, and be ready for the day you hear the cry. Fire, the mountain's burning down. Fire, the mountain's burning down. Fire, the mountain's burning down.
And that was the great Jim Huss. You're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFIR 88.7 FM and CKUW 95.9 FM. That's in Prince George and Winnipeg. I'm Joey Olney, your host. What do you see for the rest of the summer? Brandon, Frankie?
That means it's going to be hurricane season. It's going to kick up the maximum gear in late August into September.
How come they don't have a hurricane named Frankie?
Typhoon Frankie in the Pacific.
Was it a really bad one?
Pretty bad one.
Ah, good work, Frankie. Good work. I don't think there's ever been a Hurricane Joe. If there was, it'd just be...
I learned something new this week from my best friend in Victoria. Filling up her sink and her bathtub with cold water to keep it cooler in the apartment. I've never heard of that before.
Huh.
Apparently it works.
I filled my bathtub up once to keep a large fish in that I thought could win a fishing tournament.
That's awesome.
There's only three more
growing days it?
The tournament. You got to stay alive, fish.
I hang dry laundry. Whenever I do the laundry, I just hang dry it around the apartment and have a fan going, cools things right down.
Yeah, the extra.
Another noise. One I didn't know. That's a good idea, too. Yeah.
That is a good
idea.
There's
been a typhoon, Joe, by the way.
Oh, there has. What did I do?
Joe Stover returns to Winnipeg next week.
He
returns to Churchill next week. He's leaving Winnipeg on July 5th. He's going back to Churchill that day.
Can't wait to have him back on the show.
What did you do? Okay, you're in Wikipedia here. So you went to the Philippines, you went to China and Vietnam, July 1980, and formed near the Caroline Islands. And
I was only 1 year old.
Yeah. Gradually became better organized 2 days later, and the system upgraded to tropical depression. And then on the 18th, it went to tropical storm, and then moved to the northwest and became... and. Faster clip, the attained typhoon intensity, July the 19th, and the eye began to clear out. And the next day, Joe reached high intensity, and shortly thereafter, moved ashore to the Philippines, and there were 31 people that were killed, and 3,000 others directly affected. Around 5,000 homes were destroyed. 1,000 were homeless afterwards. So that was $14.5 million in damage.
Wow.
1980.
Sorry about that, Philippines. I didn't really mean it. Has there been a hurricane, Imogen, Monica, Ronnie. What did Hurricane Frankie do?
They had one in 2008, Typhoon Frankie, that hit Philippines and it hit China.
So all of us are after the Philippines and China. And any of us have a hurricane? Any of us were a hurricane that didn't hit the Philippines? Hurricane Brandon.
Hold on. There's never been one named me.
You know, maybe if we go through all the hurricane names this year, we'll get, you know, get to Hurricane Brandon this fall. And good luck if you make hurricane status.
I believe in you. There's been a tropical cyclone Imogen this year, actually, in Queensland. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you were in Australia. That's pretty hot down there, Satan. What did Hurricane Imogen, what did she do?
Hold on. It's the same. Lots of flooding and stuff like that. Flash flooding in Australia there.
Fantastic. Not
that much on here. So it just happened just a few months ago, January.
Didn't seem like flooding was really your style, Satanic Imogen.
I like to try new things. I'm an adventurous spirit.
And the closest to Ron was, or Ronnie is Ron. Ron, 1998. Yeah. Cyclone Ron.
Cyclone Ron. I think I'm going to, I might adopt that. Cyclone Ronnie. I'm going to stick with Ronnie, but. Cyclone Ronnie is.
I forget. Was I a cyclone or was I a typhoon?
Typhoon.
Typhoon Joe. Cyclone Ron. Hurricane Frankie. And Imogen was a tropical. What were you? A depression?
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, and Monica was a cyclone as well, yeah.
Cyclone Monica, tropical depression, Imogen. You're listening to the Meteorological Report. I'm Typhoon Joe here with, well, Brandon's never had a...
I'm just Brandon Houck, yeah.
You got to leave the show now.
Maybe I'll be a tornado. Yeah, maybe I'll be a tornado instead.
That wouldn't be so bad. Yeah, you're here with Typhoon Joey, Hurricane Frankie, Tropical Depression Imogen, Cyclone Monica, and Typhoon Ron.
I'm Cyclone.
Cyclone Ron on 88.7 FM Prince George, CFUR, and CKUW Winnipeg 95.9 FM. The Meteorological Report. Yes, we've all been hurricanes before. Here's your chance.
I, Just one suggestion. I think we could start naming other weather events after like Brandon and anyone who might feel left out, like a puddles or maybe and some kind of after effect of weather, something like that. If people want to claim them,
heat wave Brandon,
puddle Brandon.
This yeah. was you.
Well, at the moment, Brandon's kind of an all encompassing disaster. So the rest of us have been typecast. We got really good in our area and I got typecast. But Brandon's a free agent. He can pick and choose what his area of specialty is going to be. All-encompassing disaster right now. King of devastation.
Gojira. Listen to the temptations of satanic Imogen right now. You could be any disaster you want, Brandon.
Oh, boy. I'd just be a lightning bolt, maybe. I don't know.
That's just too quick.
Yeah.
Lightning Supernova Joe.
In and out quickly.
So listen, everybody, this has been the Meteorological Report. Everyone in British Columbia, everyone in Alberta, and, you know, that will be facing this severe weather and Saskatchewan and Manitoba through the next week. We're with you. We're thinking about you. Solidarity to everybody out there who's going through loss right now. It's together that we'll all get through this. And that's people need people, and that's the way it is. And when it came time to evacuate a town, you know that the most important thing was people, because houses can be rebuilt, trees will regrow. It's just houses, it's just trees. But getting the people out of Lytton, I'm glad so many are, you know, I know there's a few unaccounted for so far, it sounds like, but it's, you know, quite likely that we have some real success. I mean, people have ended up in different places because of evacuations last night, and maybe somewhere out of touch and haven't made contact. So I don't know if any of those people who have been missing have been located yet, but it sounds like for the most part, that could have been a lot worse than it really turned out. So for the bravery of people to run from their houses like that and keep a cool mind and survive, you know, I'm just so proud of you for being able to do that, Lytton. It's really, really, really tough stuff. I mean, that's not the kind of tough Canadian thing that we're used to doing, but that's more and more what it's becoming like. So, yeah, if you happen to be surfing around the internet, please go look up Imogen Cookie Bailey, Imogen Koo, MuscleFitness.mag, and let's get voting. When is the next round open up?
The next round, the current round just started about an hour ago.
Right. Okay. So the round before that ended at 7 and the new one started immediately.
So everyone
can go and vote for Imogen, and we'll try to get her on the cover of Muscle Fitness magazine, because you know what, it's about time that some of us cool people who are metalheads and funny and you know, actually really cool, get the recognition instead of some of these real dweebs out there that just so often get the spotlight. Ronnie Greg, you're going back to work?
Yeah, I'm at it throughout the week.
Good to see you all.
And some people I'm meeting for the first time. So it's nice to meet and see y'all. And be safe this week.
Frankie McDonald, talk to us about your Linktree.
My Linktree has links to all my social media and my merch.
There you go. Frankie McDonald, Linktree is how you can find him. I'm Joey Olney. Please subscribe to my YouTube, Joey Olney Caribbean Weather Dude. Stay safe through the next week. I mean, these have been some trying times. Difficult times at that. You've been listening to the Meteorological Report. We'll talk to you next week.
Best luck. Yeah, I'm Frankie Don't. You're listening to the Meteorological Weather Report with Joey Only.
Take care, guys. Good.
Bye, everyone.
Good.
All right.
Good luck. I got to go vote now.
Yeah, good idea.
Take care.
See y'all in hell.
For now.
Well, weather is hot. Weather is cold. Weather it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, weather it's cold, weather it's hot, Frankie's got the weather or not. There it is.